Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and Assalamu Alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. I am Atta, the host of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For today's discussion, we have invited a special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Ahmad Danish, to answer today's questions. Assalamu Alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu Alaikum. Thank you very much.
All right, Sheikh Ahmad Danish. According to Islamic beliefs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God subhanahu wa ta'ala, is all provider, all sustenant. He is a person, a being who provides all the things. He's all provider. He's called Razzaq. All the sustenance are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are in the power and the threshold of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even the, we can say, breathing, the oxygen, the food, everything that we have in our daily life are from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the rizq is not necessarily the mundane one. For example, the job that we have is a rizq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The health is a rizq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the question, the main question is that since Allah is all provider and He is all sustenant, isn't it better to stay a little bit calmer, stay a little bit more reluctant to do work or something like that, not go and try to, earn a living or something or work, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all provider and He will not leave His human beings without sustenance?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding this question, we, as you have correctly pointed out, that God is is our beneficiary in all sorts of manners, that the number of breaths that we have is our risk, the food that we eat, the clothes that we wear, the job, the sort of job that we have, is all of it has been provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so from this aspect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Razik, or the sustainer of all of creation, not only human beings, but everything is dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their risk and sustenance.
Yes.
But when it comes to human effort and human agency, what are we supposed to do as human beings? Should we just sit back and relax and, for example, eat our popcorn and our chips and drink our cold drink, and risk will reach us and sustenance will reach us? So we know that this is not the case. We have to do our own effort. We have to do our own hard work in order for sustenance to reach us via Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This entire system has been made in such a manner that human effort is a precondition to the sustenance that is going to reach you. Mm-hmm. And some of the scholars say that there are two kinds of risk. One is the risk that is going to be given to a person no matter if he does effort on their own or not. Mm-hmm. And there is another kind of risk that depends on human effort. Mm-hmm. Right? So, for example, you are supposed to live, or a person is supposed to live for 70, 80, 90 years or 100 years, right? So this person is going to have a certain amount of risk.
Yes.
Which is the minimum, for example, risk that a person will have. Person will have.
Okay.
But moreover, if this person takes a certain course of action, for example, he studies well, he gets good grades, he is hardworking in his work, he will have, for example, these are the factors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has identified to increase his risk. Mm-hmm. So in our riwayas also, we see that, for example, silatul rahim is one of the factors that increases risk or sustenance.
All right.
For example, sadaqah, giving charity, is one of the factors for increase in your risk.
Mm-hmm.
For example, your good manners is one of the reasons for increase in your risk. So all of this is dependent on human effort. If, for example, I am good with my relatives, good with my blood relatives, I am giving charity, I am good in manners and akhlaq, all of these contribute to increase in my risk.
Yes.
So this has been explained to us in our riwayas.
In the first phase of, I think it is, that's right, the 29th supplication of Sahifatul Sajjadiyah by Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, we read that, O Allah, thou hast tried us with distrust in our provisions and the expectations of long lives, until we begged for provisions from those who are provided and craved in our expectations the lifespans of the long-lived. So bless Muhammad and his household and give us a true certainty that will suffice us the burden of seeking and inspire us with a sincere trust that will release us from the hardships of exertion. So, I mean, this is so. The people have hope in a provider that is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, the head of the organization, I mean, the president of a country, my colleagues, my friends, my parents, okay?
True.
The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all provider, but I select some other, I replace Allah with somebody else.
Right.
As a provider.
Yeah. And so this happens with most of us that, for example, when we are living in our day-to-day lives, mm-hmm. we believe that our boss, for example, or the person that we report to, or the person or our friend who might have more material wealth than us, or our parents, or anybody, mm-hmm. we feel that they are going to help us in our hour mm-hmm. of need. Because mm-hmm. we human beings have this weakness that our belief is stronger on things that we see and feel in the material sense.
Uh-huh.
And because of this weakness in our beliefs, we are unable to see the hand of the real provider mm-hmm. and the real sustainer of all of humanity.
Okay.
And so if we imagine that who is providing the risk of that fish deep inside the ocean, right? And who is providing the risk of all the animals
mm-hmm.
and all of the creatures that have been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will, if we do tadabbur on these things, if we reflect on these things, we will come to realize that it is none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can manage this entire system in such a beautiful manner that no creature will go hungry if the modes of production, and if human beings, for example, have not destroyed their environment.
Mm-hmm.
Because on many occasions, it is the case that because of the destruction of the habitat of some of these animals,
right.
and we have destroyed their environment, natural environment, these right. creatures start to go extinct.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if we had left their habitat untouched, they would naturally have provided for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
In the same manner, some human beings are becoming impediments in the sustenance and risk right. of other human beings.
Uh-huh.
For example, we see that with the modern capitalist system, only 1% of the elites mm-hmm. control the wealth of the rest of the 99%.
All right.
So this is one form of oppression that is being practiced.
So based
world.
On the just system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I mean, the distribution of the natural wealth mm-hmm. and the assets, you know, all across the world and the universe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided, I mean, for every human being, the sustenance, I mean, the amount of the sustenance. Now, the main question is that, are we allowed to try more, to have more sustenance in our life?
Yes.
And based on our, for example, efforts and more endeavors, we reach more?
Yes, true. This is the case. And I would quote for you a hadith of mm-hmm. Imam Ali alayhi salam, which says that, utlubur rizqa,
mm-hmm.
strive for your sustenance.
Yes.
Fa innahu madmunun litalibih.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
So it has been promised, or it has been guaranteed for the person who strives for it.
Yes.
So Amirul Momineen is pointing out a golden rule here. He is saying that utlubur risk, you have to strive for risk, because it has been guaranteed for whom? For the person who is going out and seeking his sustenance.
All right.
Utlubur risk fa innahu mazmunun litalibih. Not for everyone. It has not been guaranteed for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But it has only been guaranteed for the one who seeks it out. لِتَالِبِهِ لِتَالِبِ الرِّزْقِ.
Yes.
Right? So if a person strives, they do hard work, they go out and seek sustenance for themselves, then this risk is guaranteed for you. That is one of the what we say in classes of theology as well, that illate naqisa. There is an illate tamma and there is an illate naqisa. That is a part of the cause for sustenance is your own effort. That is, if you could say that you will get an X amount of sustenance.
Yes.
It would depend on the amount of hard work you are willing to undertake. And then God's risk will be added to it. So there are two factors. Mm-hmm. One is the amount of hard work. And then the risk will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
So God is waiting for us to strive for it and that risk and sustenance will come. So the more effort that we do to get sustenance, the amount of sustenance will increase.
Saadi, the famous Persian poet who is famous for his akhlaqi poet, says that nobord ranj ganj moyassar nemishavad mozdan geref jan baradar ke kar kard. In fact, even for example, with in English we have translated no pain no gain.
Yes.
If for example, you want to have a luxurious, cozy, comfortable lifestyle, on that time, you cannot reach the sustenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just look, the best people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of the worshipping, for example, Ali alayhi salam, okay? He was the best worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But during the daytime, you could find him in his garden.
Yes.
Working on his garden, on his wells of the water, working, for example, on the, that's right, he had green fingers, okay? The palms of Ali, alayhi salam, and the garden were famous, okay? The fruits and the gardens of Ali were famous. All the prophets, okay? The prophets were after work. They were working. They were hard workers. This is not so. I just sitting in a secluded place and just worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, okay, the rizq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come, will reach us. And the type of provisions are really different. You know, sometimes we see that, I mean, the provisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not stay long because we believe that they do not have that much barakah. The everlasting provisions. Sometimes the provisions are little, but they have this barakah.
Yes.
They will stay long. I mean, the effects of these provisions may be very much longer than, for example, lots of money that are coming and going without understanding. Yeah. I mean, where are they spent, why they are spent, or they are spent and use the things. Can we define rizq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of the spiritual rizq too? A kind of rizq ma'navi or something?
Yes,
And what is it exactly? I mean, what is rizq ma'navi? Because it is not objective.
For example, knowledge has been described, ilm has been described as one of the sustenances that is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in one of the traditions, it is said that why is the material rizq of the scholars? Sometimes we see that the scholars are living in material discomfort, but they are very knowledgeable people. And it says that your risk, material risk, has been kept low because you were given the other ma'navi risk or the spiritual risk, or you were given ilm. And therefore, your material sustenance was not up to the mark, for example, up to the standards of other people who were perhaps having more material sustenance, but they did not have this spiritual sustenance that was given to the scholars. So one of the reasons.
Yes.
But we cannot say that it's 100% this way all the time. But in one of the traditions, this has been mentioned. So we see that spiritual risk, your the ability to do to pray a 2-rakah salah with complete devotion towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is your ma'navi risk. This is your spiritual risk. Your ability to do munajat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your ability to, for example, wake up at night. Your ability to wake up at night and pray salat al-layl, for example. All of these are risk and sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And good health, again, is one of the sustenances that is given from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. Please, for more information, visit our website, our new website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you. Afia Aman.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن